This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lies, lies, and more lies. That's what I've been talking about for the past hour previous to this. The lies of the left. The lies of cancel culture. The lies against conservatism. The lies of the Wu flu. The lies of the border wall. The lies against capitalism. And I could go on. You know the lies. You live the lies. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Pro, the Kevin Jackson Network.com. Lies, lies, and more lies. We have a big lie that's about to be brought to the fore, folks. It has to do with a black man who was killed by a cop. Lies, lies, and more lies. But you want to know the truth about it? The truth about it is George Floyd was a thug. Thus, he is a hero to leftists, a man who put a gun to a pregnant woman's belly while his friends robbed this woman's house is a hero to the left. The left love their thugs. The George Floyd case is all about intimidation. And if you're thinking, Kevin, is they're going to intimidate that poor officer, Derek Chauvin? I'm not talking about him. His fate's been cast. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you white folks. You better be very afraid. Because what the George Floyd case is going to teach you is you can be right, but you will still be wronged. Yeah, if loving you is wrong, they don't want to be right. They are not going to love you. It's not going to happen. I was talking to some youngsters at ASU and elsewhere, and I said to them, do you realize that there's a cabal against you when you go into corporate America? That if you get on the wrong side of a black man or woman, a woman in general, and you're a guy, you're in trouble. White guy? Let me tell you, if it's funny. I was thinking about this. I was thinking about in Arab culture, Muslim culture, if a woman accuses a man of a crime, it takes two women before it's the equivalent of a man, and then it's only equal. So technically, it takes three women to overrule a guy. So if a guy pulls a woman into the, you know, some alleyway and has his way with her, and it's only her, and the other person can't corroborate it, it didn't happen. And I remember thinking, how backwards and archaic is that? The woman should be able to say, this is a guy that accosted me, you know, for whatever reason, go to the hospital, do whatever they need to do, or if it's a stole my purse, here's where I was, you know, but no. And I remember thinking, how barbaric, how backwards it is. Do you know America? That's the way it is now. And I told these kids, I said, what if you piss me off at the water cooler. I just didn't like something you said in the meeting. And I go in cahoots with another black who's in the company who's down for the cause, baby. And I say, let's say that Jonathan used the N-word in a joke or that he said it to you in the break room. Will you back me? I'll back you. You want to know what happens to Jonathan? He's gone. If one woman accuses you of sexual harassment at the job and you may have never said a word to her, your butt will be in HR and you will be defending it. God forbid a second one comes up and says it because you are on administrative leave until they fire you. You're not coming back. That's the world we live in. This case is about intimidation. Because, as I said earlier, white folks, you can be right, but you will still be wronged. Chauvin did his job. They parsed the tape. Think about a court of law. They selectively show you the part of the tape where Chauvin's got his knee on this guy's neck and he's on the ground because he's resisted arrest. But you don't see that part because they selectively alter it. And then you find out the real deal. And here's what's interesting. Think about this. No neck trauma. The autopsy didn't find that he had his knee on his neck so hard there was bruising or it messed up the capillaries or whatever. I don't make me go all medical on you. But, you know, his carotid was smashed or anything. No. But you know what they did find? They found fentanyl and they found crank or some other drug, meth, which is crank. But they, whatever, cocaine, I don't know what it was, but they found substance abuse on his part. The cops didn't shoot him up with it. And almost all of America overreacted to this knee on the neck. What a visual, right? Leftists used that image like they did that of another thug, namely Michael Brown Jr. Remember, hands up, don't shoot Michael Brown Jr.? Yeah. A lie. And even Obama's Justice Department figured it out. And as we said in the movie, Bleeding Blue, which you can check out at bleedingbluemovie.com, they knew that the officer had done nothing. And Eric Holder went, we got a problem. D.C., we got a problem. Not Houston, D.C. Because he couldn't sick his crazed DOJ, frothing at the mouth, ethnocentrically racist. Let's go kill that white cop. But they killed his career. A good man. Darren, man, nice guy. Black thuggery, folks. That's what it is. Hands up, don't shoot. As big a lie as Joe Biden getting 82 million votes. But it put police back at the forefront. Not that it ever left during the era of baby black Jesus. It never left. But Barack Obama put a target on the cops of blacks, as we point out in the film, bleedingbluemovie.com. Go check it out. And he did it with the Gates incident. Black thuggery. Hadn't been on trial for decades. Leftists have silenced dissent on this subject, including the facts around black-on-black crime. So blatantly pitiful these numbers that the left put a fatwa out on anybody who dare mention them. Because they know how bad it is in comparison to the real numbers of cops killing blacks. We'll get to it in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists don't want you to know the truth, man. They don't. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, I want to say I talked to my buddy Bob, who we were having a discussion about Sinatra. And Bob and I are on the phone to each other quite a bit these days. And he was telling me he got me about 20 new listeners because I told him I was going to be talking about him, and they didn't hear where I was talking about Elvis and Sinatra. So hopefully they were able to find that in the podcast because I definitely covered it. Anyway, glad you guys are hanging with me. Just like the voter fraud, folks, leftists don't want you to know the real numbers about blacks killed by police because the facts would verify what we all know. First of all, as you all know, Donald Trump crushed Captain Demento in the 2020 president election. And secondly, blacks are not hunted by police. This guy Floyd, their trial going on, they got a no-go zone in Minnesota. If I was cops in Minnesota, I would quit the force and say, either we shut down that no-go zone or you don't have a police force. A no-go zone. Because a thug got himself killed. He's a bad man, George Floyd. And it was funny, the type of picture they try to paint on these guys when they're dead, when they get themselves killed, and how they go after the cops. Who would want to be a cop for that? You will never see, folks, either of these topics, the voter fraud or the blacks hunted by police, explored truthfully by the left. Add them to the list of nonsense spewed by leftists that they cannot defend with facts. So when almost any black is killed by a cop, America must burn. Minneapolis is on red alert because this thug's trial, the trial of the cop who killed this thug, who he didn't even kill him. George Floyd killed himself. They said levels of fentanyl, he was dead man walking before a cop ever did anything to him. The New York Post reported, a new survey commissioned by Skeptic Research Center, reveals the extent to which the public is misinformed on the issue of police violence. Participants across the political spectrum in a national representative survey were asked how many unarmed black men were killed by the police in 2019, and the results were revealing. Overall, nearly half of those surveyed, liberals, of the liberal survey, 44%, estimated roughly between 1,000 and 10,000 unarmed black men were killed, whereas 20% of conservatives estimated the same. Now, here's what I want you to understand. That's a big number for anybody that's paying attention. I'm not giving conservatives, you know, a quarter here either. Do some research. Understand these numbers before you become, you know, because I had a guy, he considers himself a conservative, and he was lamenting the number of black people killed by cops. And I'm looking at him like, what? I'm like, the black people aren't even number one per capita in the number. First of all, they're not number one in the number of people killed by police. That's white folks. And they're not number one per capita. That's the American Indian. So if you're going to lament something, lament the Indians or the white folks getting killed by cops. But they said most notably in this report, the majority of respondents in each political category believe that police killed unarmed black men at an exponentially higher rate than in reality. So here's the thing. It didn't matter where you were in the political spectrum. The numbers you thought in terms of blacks killed by cops were completely skewed, exponentially so, not geometrically. Over 80% of liberals guessed that at least 100 black men were killed compared to 66% of moderates and 54% of conservatives. The majority of people who think like you and I believe that black people were being killed 100 per year, unarmed blacks killed 100 per year or by cops, and 20% of conservatives believe it was between 1,000 and 10,000. The actual number, I said this before, we talked about it earlier in another broadcast, I didn't go into this kind of detail. The actual number of unarmed blacks killed by cops in 2019 is 27. 27 tragic lives lost. Let me just say it for you, all the apologies. Kevin, there's still 27 too many people. Yeah, well, I get it. If you had that concern about everything, like maybe the Wu flu shot, or the number of people who committed suicide during lockdown, or a host of other things, maybe we could talk. 27 blacks, unarmed blacks, were killed by police. And here's what that number doesn't even tell you. That number doesn't tell you that overwhelmingly they deserved it. That's right. The cops didn't roll up on these people looking for somebody to shoot and shoot them. They deserved it. The majority of them did. They resisted arrest or they tried to kill a cop. They pulled a George Floyd or a Michael Brown Jr. But we are on red alert in this nation. Everybody's gearing up for it, not just in Minneapolis, but across the nation for what is this verdict going to be? Persoviak, he tweeted, His name is Jack Posobiec. He's with OAN. He says, I don't know who needs to hear this, but nearly every potential juror called in the George Floyd case testified that they were terrified of being doxxed and their families threatened if they served on the jury. You want to know what that jury's afraid of? Not guilty. That jury feels compelled to say guilty. And here's what people are finally realizing. That officer didn't do anything. He didn't do the things he's being accused of. You know, you want to get him for negligence or a host of... Maybe there's some other lesser things. I'm not going to argue that. I'm not a legal beagle in that respect. But did he kill George Floyd? The answer is absolutely no. But see, the ship has sailed too far down to turn back. For the left, they got to get something. They need a skin on the wall. That's why we're dealing with this. The number of blacks killed is embarrassingly low, and nobody wants to talk about it. Conservatives were the closest to the truth of any other group, and for the most part, moving from left to right on this chart that I was looking at, the further you move to the right, the more likely you were to get it right. In fact, the conservatives, not the very conservative, but the conservative ones got the best, the closest to the real data. Now, this subject is really interesting when you consider how many blacks kill other blacks. Because now, if you were to guess between 1,000 to 10,000 or more, you would be on the right track. It's a lot more. A lot more. But again, you can't talk about that because that would be the truth. And that's not what the left wants you to know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House COVID-19 advisor Jeff Zients is touting President Biden's plan to ensure all Americans are eligible for vaccinations by May 1st.
The president will direct states, tribes, and territories to make all adults eligible for the vaccine no later than May 1st. That's earlier than expected and reflects our success working with vaccine manufacturers to increase supply.
Zients telling reporters that efforts are underway to get vaccine supplies to more than 20,000 pharmacies across the United States. The Department of Justice said in a court filing Friday that it expects to charge at least 100 more people in connection with the Capitol breach on January 6th. Prosecutors saying that officials have executed around 900 total search warrants in nearly every state and the District of Columbia. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Amid the elation over receiving a third round of coronavirus relief checks comes word from the other side of the political aisle.
It was Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell pointed out the $1.9 trillion package earmarks only 1% for vaccinations and less than 9% on the entire health fight.
This is a classic example of big government Democratic overreach in the name of COVID relief, and we all know that what we should have been doing and would have been done had this been a bipartisan discussion instead of a jam the other side approach is $500 or $600 billion directly targeted at the problem.
Mr. McConnell went on, "This is by far one of the worst pieces of legislation I've ever seen in the Senate." From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Maryland Jockey Club announcing the Preakness Stakes will be held in Baltimore on May 15th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Meghan Markle story one more time. But it's mostly around Piers Morgan, of course, who is hit. Disagreed with Meghan Markle, and he said he didn't believe her. And he put his money where his mouth is. He did something that I have to be proud of him for. Markle had said that she approached people within the royal institution for help after she had entertained suicidal thoughts but was turned down. And Piers Morgan argued, "Who did you go to? What did they say to you?" And the press in Britain started responding, you know, because they were mad at him. But he says, "I don't believe a word she said. I wouldn't believe it," he says, "if she read me the weather report." And he's exactly right. This is a narcissistic woman. Her half-sister said she's got narcissistic personality disorder. I believe it. I'm no expert. But look, if you're uninformed about something, keep your mouth shut. This woman looks for attention, and now that she's made it to the pinnacle, the only attention she can get now, she can't find a dude that's bigger than the Duke of Windsor. The only thing bigger is media. So she's come out with this, "Oh, woe is me. Look at how bad things are for me." And there are people out there who don't believe her. Piers Morgan's one, but there are many others. There are many Brits who don't like her. And they don't like her because she's partially black, the way people did with Obama. They don't like her because of her policies. They don't like her because she's a first-class wanker, as they would say in Britain. Anyway, Piers Morgan, early in the day on Tuesday, they said he stormed off the set while on Good Morning Britain, and it was done live. He had an altercation with weatherman Alan Beresford, who called Morgan's behavior diabolical. He left and he said, "Sorry, you can trash me, mate, but not on my own show. See you later." And he left, and he stayed left. He stayed gone. At least for that day. Came back the next day, and he says, "When we were talked about this yesterday, I said, all-encompassing thing, I don't believe that while Meghan Markle is saying generally in this interview, I still have serious concerns about the veracity of a lot of what she said. But let me state for the record on my position on mental illness and on suicide. These are clearly extremely serious things and should be taken seriously. And if someone is feeling that way, they should get treatment and help, blah, blah, blah." And he did a bit of a mea culpa of sorts, but as it turned out, it really wasn't a full one. But look, that's the... I hate these things where you go, it's like when I'm talking about Wu Flu. Well, Kevin, surely you can admit that the Wu Flu is killing people. Yeah, I can. But it ain't killing people the way y'all are trying to pretend. And don't think you're going to get a mea culpa out of me. Well, Kevin, my uncle died from complications of the Wu Flu, but he died because his throat collapsed. I've been touched by it. I had it. Other friends have had it. And it was no joke. One of my brother's best buddies in school almost died from it. I get it. But the numbers are still way stilted. To the point of quite frankly, being criminal. So don't bring me this, well, you can't sympathize because my cousin died or my great uncle died or whatever. I don't really, if you want to push me, here's what I'll tell you. I don't really care. Because they've taken trillions, not billions, trillions of our dollars on a ruse. And while I do sympathize with the people who've died from it, I'd love to get my uncle back so he didn't have the complications or whatever it was. But at the end of the day, $6 trillion is not what you should. You shouldn't be stealing from people because you have an agenda. Tell the truth. Anyway, here's what Tucker Carlson had to say about Piers Morgan, because it was a really good commentary.
Well, everyone wants to be a public figure, obviously. Everyone wants to be famous. But if you are famous, there's a special burden that you can bear right now. If you're a person in the public eye who dares even briefly to think for yourself, there is roughly 100% chance that an organized group of fascists on the internet is going to try to destroy your life. They'll get you fired. They'll pick at your house. They'll make certain your kids are miserable. They're not doing it because they like you or dislike you personally. You're irrelevant. They don't care about you. They're doing it because they understand that truth tends to metastasize. Once someone prominent with a megaphone starts saying true things, people hear it. And pretty soon the whole edifice of lies comes crashing down and the fascists on the internet have less power. They're revealed as the dishonest thugs that they are. And they don't want that. So they try and crush you before it happens. This is inevitable. The question is, how do you respond when they try to crush you? And there are only two possible options, and both of them, it turns out, were on display today. Both come from Great Britain because the assault on speech and thought is a global phenomenon. Here's the first. Winston Marshall plays banjo for a terrific folk band called Mumford & Sons. Marshall's been on the fascist radar for quite some time now. A few years ago, he said something nice about Jordan Peterson. Now, that doesn't mean that Winston Marshall is a right-winger. He probably isn't. But it does suggest he might be a free thinker, which, as we noted, is a massive threat to the fraud industrial complex. Finally, the other day, Winston Marshall went too far. He praised Andy Ngo's new book about Antifa. Ngo describes Antifa as what it is, a criminal mob. But you can't do that right now because it suggests that there might be something wrong with hurting people in order to get what you want. So they decided to destroy Winston Marshall, and today they succeeded. Marshall issued this statement over Twitter, quote, "Over the past few days, I have come to better understand the pain I caused by the book I endorsed." Obviously, he wrote this at gunpoint, but he still wrote it. Quote, "I have offended not only a lot of people I don't know, but also those closest to me, including my bandmates, and for that, I am truly sorry. As a result of my actions, liking a book, I am taking time away from the band to examine my blind spots," end quote. So Winston Marshall is leaving his job, another victory for the fascists on the internet. That's one way to handle attacks on speech, just surrender. That's what most famous people do. You see it every day. The guy who used to host The Bachelor may never work again. His crime? No one even knows what he did wrong, but he apologized for it anyway. But there's another way to handle those attacks, and it comes from our friend Piers Morgan, whom we told you last night just left his job on a British morning show after failing to be sufficiently impressed by that whiny duchess from L.A. complaining about how hard her life is. Now, Piers Morgan knew what the script was supposed to be. Oh, you poor oppressed duchess! But he refused to read it, so now he's unemployed. Today, Piers Morgan issued this statement, quote, "On Monday, I said I didn't believe Meghan Markle in her Oprah interview. I've had time to reflect on this opinion, and I still don't. If you did, okay. Freedom of speech is a hill I'm happy to die on. Thanks for all the love and hate. I'm off to spend more time with my opinions." So like Winston Marshall, Piers Morgan is out of a job tonight. But unlike Winston Marshall, Morgan told the truth. He refused to let the mob make him lie. And that is an inspiration to all of us. Piers Morgan just reminded the world that some things are more important than having a job, like your dignity and your self-respect. History will treat him well.
Hear, hear. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I don't know how history will treat me, and I don't care. But I know this, the Blasey Ford and Svetnik and whoever else accused Brett Kavanaugh of what they did were indeed lying skanks. I stand by it, proudly so. And I lost my job over it, but I have no regrets. Thanks for being a part of the program. Tucker got it right. The dude from Mumford,
I apologize.
What a weenie.
I apologize, I was reading a book by Andy Ngo, or whatever his name is, Andy Ngo.
I talked about him earlier, I probably mispronounced his name. Tucker probably got it right. But he apologizes, and what does it get him? Nothing? I'm going to take time and reflect or whatever. I hope that, maybe they got enough money coming from royalties, he can take time and reflect. But you know what I would have said to the people listening to me? Screw you. I can read whatever book I want. I can praise anybody I choose to. It's none of your business, but they got to do that. And see, every time they do it, the left thinks they're winning. Oh, look at this. We just canceled somebody. I don't know if you guys saw my video earlier today, and I talked about it in the first segment of this show. But I said, if you think the only way somebody can be canceled is they cancel themselves. Because you are a free-thinking individual, and you can go work and do something. And believe me, whatever they're canceling you from is probably good. Go do something else. You think Piers Morgan's going to, oh my gosh, woe is me. He's like, fine. I won't get interviews for a little bit of time. I'll write another book. I'll do something else. I'll learn how to cook. I'll do whatever. You're not going to cancel me. Time to reflect is what Piers Morgan said. And you know what he came back with? I still don't believe her. Good for him. You're not going to make me sell out. That's what you want me to say? No. Thank you, but no. You know why he had that job? Because somebody thought he was good at it. That's why he had it. Why should he compromise? Find somebody better if you think you can. See, that's the attitude people need to take. That's the attitude of a winner. I'm good enough.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next?
What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Earlier they said the Second Amendment is right next to the First, and it's pretty darn important. I think several of our folks said that. But it struck me that, you know what? I don't know that the other side actually cares all that much about the First Amendment. Think about what's happened this past year. Democrats have told Americans they can't go to church, can't go to work, can't go to school, can't go to a loved one's funeral. Of course, the rules never apply to them. We had a governor of one of our biggest states, our largest state. Governor of our largest state, out at a restaurant, five-star restaurant, having dinner with friends and lobbyists. Same time he's telling folks in his state they can't even have dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, with their family. We see the attack on free speech. I mean, just to laugh, it's this whole cancel culture phenomena. First it was Kermit the Frog and the Muppets, and it was Dr. Seuss. I think yesterday it was cartoon characters from the Looney Tunes. Attack on your right to speak, specifically to speak in any type of political nature. We've had Democrat members of Congress, Mr. Speaker, send a letter to carriers asking those carriers not to have certain news networks on their system. That is frightening. You talk about chilling speech. That's as scary as it gets. Just because they don't like what's being said on certain news networks.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Your free speech is under attack. It's been under attack for decades, little by little. But now, it's outrageous. They do not care. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, for the people that came over to listen from Bob, welcome. Glad you came over. He told me that even though you guys couldn't find the segment that I did about him, the caller segment, that you did enjoy the show. So I appreciate that. Glad you guys were there. Bob brought me like 20 people. What a good guy. That's what, if everybody did that, we would grow incrementally. Well, we'd be up to what, 37? What's the number, guys? Oh, man, Jim Jordan, my buddy. Met Jim when I was a few times. And he's a good guy. I like Jim. And he told it like it was. Free speech under attack. But even leftists are starting to get it. Do you know the name Barry Weiss? And I'm not talking about, I'm never going to give you up, Big Black Barry. No, Barry, B-A-R-I, Weiss, not white. I enunciated, white people, listen up. Barry Weiss, and it's not a dude, it's a girl. Says you may well have heard of Barry Weiss. She is a young writer who felt compelled to resign her position with the New York Times. Now, we talked the other day, Tucker did a thing on, I forget the girl's name, but she was like, why are all these people attacking me? 24-year-old New York Times writer who is part of the woke generation, and she doesn't understand why people are coming after her when she writes stupid, trivial stuff. Keep in mind, the New York Times got a Pulitzer Prize for wrong information about Russian collusion. And you wonder why they hire these inexperienced people, these children, who don't know real journalism. Well, Barry Weiss thought very differently about it. Young, pretty woman who said, you know what? I'm done. She could not stand the doctrinaire progressive groupthink that now pervades the New York Times. That's what a guy wrote. The guy writing the article about her says, I recommend this essay of hers that was in City Journal, The Miseducation of America's Elites. It's about the same kind of groupthink having taken over the country's prestigious private high schools, Weiss writes. The idea of lying in order to please a teacher seems like a phenomenon from the Soviet Union. But the high schoolers I spoke with said they do versions of this, including parenting views. They don't believe in assignments so that their grades don't suffer. I've said this for a long time. Academia needs a watchdog. Let me tell you why. People are playing with your children's futures and they're pawns. And if they don't like what your kid says, if your kid is taught to be a free thinker in the wrong school, you will think you have the dumbest kid on the planet. They'll be bringing home C's and D's and F's for A work. So what the kids do, and I know this, I've spoken to enough of them firsthand. You know what they tell me? We go along to get along. How long do you go along before you finally lose yourself? That's what I would ask you. How long? Goes on and writes, wealthy parents are ladling out huge amounts of money to get their kids into schools that are saturated in social justice victimhood ideology. Some don't mind at all. But Weiss spoke with some of the dissidents who are as guarded as were or are the dissidents in totalitarian countries. I want you to understand this. When we talk to teachers who want to be whistleblowers, do you know what they say to us? Almost universally. You can't use our name. If you do an interview with them, they say, if it's on TV or whatever, you got to only show my silhouette. They act as if they are drug dealers and you're doing a thing on how they get away with their illicit businesses. It's insane. The level of fear of being found out to differ from the is at a level that I'm telling you, you wouldn't believe existed unless I show it to you. It's one of those things you got to see. They're scared. They're afraid. They said if they send their children elsewhere, they won't get into America's elite universities. See, there's a system, folks. I talk about it a lot. A caste system in education. Everybody wants their kids to get into those best schools because that's where they get that first class education. And you get that pedigree that says Harvard or Wharton or whatever, and your road is set. Too bad they believe in the hype, this guy writes, that getting a degree from one of these universities is necessary for success in life. It's not. It's not even necessary to go to college. And I know when you say that to parents, you know what they'll do? They'll say to you, they'll go, don't say that out loud. My kids are going to college. A badge of honor these days might be your kids saying, you know what, Mom or Dad? I realize you've set aside money for college, but I really want to pursue this, and let me try to see how that works out. Would you guys be interested in helping me get through this? And they go do something different. But man, we have gone to, I remember when I was coming through school, here's what they told me. They said, Kevin, by the time you get that bachelor's degree, pretty much, you're going to have to just go straight through and get a master's because everybody's going to have a bachelor's degree, and a bachelor's degree is going to be worthless. Well, a bachelor's degree is pretty much worthless, as is a master's, as is a PhD. It was funny. I was talking with a former congressman, and I was joking about his PhD. I said something like, somebody made a comment about he's got his PhD, and I went, like, that's anything. And the congressman, former congressman looks at me and goes, I've got a PhD. And I just smirked at him like, and? We put so much into this, and I'm telling you, you're listening to me right now, but you're going, Kevin, I'm torn here, man, because I want my kid to go to college. I want him to get that education. You want him to learn. I get it. And here's what you're thinking. If they don't get it and their business isn't this, then what are they going to do in life? Are they going to have to go get it later? Well, you know what? Those are choices you make in life. But what if? What if your kid isn't college material? What if you spend $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 that you could have put into something they really wanted to do instead of feeding that beast? And you know what that beast is? You're feeding a beast that hates you, that your kid will get to that school and can't even be him or herself because they have to regurgitate and repeat back what some leftist, you know, jackbutt is saying. All because they want to get a grade. And God forbid they start believing it. Whew. Joseph Schumpeter famously argued that capitalism wouldn't fall because it fails to produce prosperity, but rather because it produces so much. It leads to idle rich people. Have you seen these people? Have you seen these kids that have nothing better to do but to look for racism in every single thing that's out there? All they do is complain. So now society's got to be ripped from its foundation the way these statues are, right? Just because it's not perfect. They have the perfect answer. Utopia. Barry Weiss understood it. She got it. Good for her. I mentioned before there was a lady that left MSNBC for the same reason. She says, you know what? This isn't journalism. This isn't news. This is indoctrination. I'm sick of doing this job, telling these lies.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.